Michelle from Sportsline.com joining us now on the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline. Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good. You tweeted out earlier today a really cool stat about Derrick Henry and him possibly becoming the first player since LaDainian Tomlinson to lead the NFL in rushing back-to-back seasons. When you look at Derrick Henry in this kooky offseason, is there any way that everything that has happened and maybe the condensed training calendar for the NFL that could derail him there?
Well, I'll say this. So, yeah, he could become the first one. LaDainian Tomlinson did it in 2006 and 2007, and Derrick Henry is currently the betting favorite at about plus 500 to do it. Now, if you listen to Arthur Smith, the Titans offensive coordinator, talk yesterday, you know, really the Titans might be the ones that get in his way. And I mean that in a good sense, that they're looking to really distribute the ball across the entire offense, right? Like, they are trying to get every single person involved. And if they do that, that'll naturally cut down on Derrick Henry's carries, which I think honestly could be a good thing. Not only for, you know, really his load balance, but also, you know, it just means that you're an offense that's even more difficult to stop. Think about the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, beyond Patrick Mahomes. You're not really going to have anyone on that team that's going to necessarily lead, you know, a lot of categories, because the entire offense shines, right? And I think that's what the Titans are looking exactly to do.
Alan, how about how the sports calendar could look like, you know, in October, with everything overlapping the way it's looks like it's playing out right now?
Oh, it's going to be amazing, right? Like, this fall is seriously going to be the greatest kind of smorgasbord of sports that we've ever seen. Like, if you look today, the NBA, you know, has announced that they're going to have the NBA draft on October 15th. Well, you're going to have that. That's a Thursday night. You're going to have Chiefs at Bills, you know, during that as well. If you look at when the NBA Finals, you know, is kind of slated to go, you're going to have college football that week. You're going to have the final leg of the Triple Crown that week. You're going to have the NFL, the NHL season for the next year. You know, we'll be looking to start. I mean, this fall is just going to be, you know, really as much sports as you want to take in. You're going to have that opportunity. I mean, think locally. You know, I think that the Saturday that Tennessee and Georgia play is going to be the same day as Saturday at the Masters, right? Yep. Like, how amazing is that going to be?
It's going to be crazy, and it reminds me of a situation that happened in my house earlier this week when my son kept asking for more popcorn for a snack, and then all of a sudden at dinner time, he's laying on the ground saying his tummy hurts. I don't know if we're going to be able to handle this much sports after this drought.
It's going to be a ton, and also let me say, I love the move that he pulled. You know, when you want some popcorn, you got to have it.
Hey, Alan, the NFL is in a tricky situation right now with the Colin Kaepernick situation a few years ago and his sort of message getting lost in distraction about the way he chose to protest. And now you've got NFL players more vocal than ever about social injustice issues. How do you see the NFL navigating this time to support their black athletes?
Yeah, you know, I think the NFL is going to go about it intelligently. And what I mean by that is this, is that, yeah, I mean, it, you know, their comments, you know, from a couple years ago don't look good right now, right? And the way that Colin Kaepernick, you know, the situation was kind of handled, you know, on both sides. It's an ironic look now. So what I think you're going to have from the NFL is really a less, you know, approach of necessarily putting down, you know, rules or anything like that. I think that they're just going to listen to their athletes and coaches and players and really try to do everything that they can to help, right? And I think that, you know, not only from a humanitarian perspective is that good, but it's also going to be a smart business play as well. Like, just, you know, help where you can, truly listen to your players and your coaches and, you know, everybody involved. And the NFL has a large, large footprint to be able to do that, you know, whether it's donating money, time. You know, they should be credited for what they've done in the past couple of years. They've donated a lot of money and a lot of time to helping out. And I think that they'll continue to do that. And I wouldn't really, you know, expect a large statement or anything from the NFL, just a lot of listening and helping where they can.
Al, what about the dynamic of the locker room with the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees? You saw DeMario Davis, who I thought did an exceptional job this morning on Get Up on ESPN, in saying, look, Drew apologized. Let's not get distracted from what the original message is. He came to me and asked how he could help in terms of action prior to. So he forgave Drew Brees. But what do you think that dynamic in the locker room will be like moving forward?
Yeah, I think most will forgive him. We saw Michael Thomas as well, you know, on Twitter kind of come out and say pretty much the same thing. And, you know, it helps that Drew Brees is obviously good in the quarterback, but let's not forget this as well. You know, Drew Brees has done a ton for the city of New Orleans. Like, you know, not only the Hurricane Katrina, which was amazing, everything that went into, you know, his assistance with that. He's donated a lot of time and a lot of money to that area as well. So he's built up, you know, a pretty good amount, you know, of kind of social credit, so to say. And I think that they'll come together as a team, and they'll get through this. And Drew Brees, being the guy and the leader that he is, will make it better. And he'll go about it, you know, in an actions-based way, which he always has done. So I think the Saints will be fine. The good thing for them is that they've got time. You know, it's only, what, June 4th? The season isn't starting, you know, obviously until September. So, you know, there's plenty of time for him and his teammates to work together through this. To be honest with you, that team, they've gone through, you know, trials before, and certainly hasn't looked like this, but that's a team that's done it and came out better on the other end. So my guess is that, you know, that they'll all be better for having gone through this together.
I don't know, Alan. I feel a collapse coming on, and a Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback ready to pounce on that division.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, Tom Brady certainly doesn't need any motivation to come in and take over and win. That division is going to be fun. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be phenomenal.
Hey, let me ask you this, Alan, before we let you go. I know there's no, like, official announcement, but the NFL is hanging tight to their current calendar, correct? And they're trying to make some adjustments in case they need to. What is this summer going to look like for NFL teams getting ready for training camp?
Yeah, I think they're going to take it easy. We're going to see tomorrow facilities are open for coaches. Certainly not every team is going to take advantage of that right out of the gate. Some will. But I think the NFL is going to continue to do what they've been doing, is that, you know, we're probably not going to have OTAs. They've already announced that there's not going to be joint practices, but we're going to have training camp, right? And I think the NFL is playing this smart. Like, just take your time, you know, take it one step at a time, so to say, and you don't have to kind of log jam everybody in, because again, it's only June 4th. You have time on your side. Use it, you know, in that advantage. So there probably won't be really a ton that we see from the NFL, but, you know, teams might be better off for this. And once training camp gets here, they're going to go full steam ahead, and we're going to have an NFL too.
Alan, where are the odds in terms of the AFC South, and specifically where the Titans fall in that?
Yeah, they're pretty much neck and neck with the Colts. You're going to see, you know, depending on what book you look at, the Colts are going to be, you know, probably, you know, right at minus 100, Titans plus 120, and then kind of invert that, you know, depending on which book. So it's going to be neck and neck. Pretty much, you know, every book is in consensus that the division is going to come down to those two teams. I could say this at William Hill, the AFC South has been the most bet division up to June 3rd because you've got two teams that are seemingly, you know, neck and neck. And to be honest with you, I don't know if we're going to get much change, you know, before the season starts. So it's going to come down to, you know, a 50-50, 60-40 type split between the Titans and Colts.
Alan Bell from Sportsline.com. Tell everybody what you have going on at Sportsline.com right now.
Yeah, definitely. So we're certainly getting ready for the NFL season. We're still breaking down percentages and odds and everything for, you know, all the teams, college football as well. But, you know, coming up this month, we're going to have a lot of good sports that aren't football. You've got the UFC 250 coming up this Saturday. We're breaking that down. You've got the Belmont Stakes, the first leg of the Triple Crown this year, coming up later on. So we've got our experts there. And even KBO baseball, if anybody's interested in Korean baseball, we've got an expert on that. So, yeah, Sportsline has you covered on every sport imaginable. Sportsline.com, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, one final question. Do you guys have odds yet on how long Dak Prescott is going to be the Cowboys quarterback?
No, we don't. However, that's a great one to have. I mean, we're going to find out really in the next 45 days if Dak's going to get that long-term deal. I wouldn't be surprised at all if some odds pop up here in the next couple weeks.
All right, that's Alan Bell of Sportsline.com. We'll see which way it goes. Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
Man, thank y'all so much for having me. I appreciate it.